USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Protesters have been cleared off the grounds of New York's Columbia University. The university asking the NYPD to clear out anti-Israel protest camps on Tuesday night, saying it was for the safety of all students. In Los Angeles, police also sweeping through the UCLA campus, saying they were asked by the school to restore order as violence was breaking out between anti-war and pro-Israel demonstrators. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, no fan of the protesters on college campuses.
What is clear is that basic comprehension of history, theology, and geography is in very short supply in the Ivy League.
This as New York City Mayor Eric Adams says many of the protests in New York City have been taken over by professional agitators that have no affiliation with the school, and he's calling for them to end.
I'm urging every student and every protester to walk away from this situation now and continue your advocacy through other means.
Four law enforcement officers from Charlotte, North Carolina have been killed and four others injured by gunfire while serving a warrant related to possession of a firearm by a felon. In remarks on the Senate floor Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, remembers the fallen officers and calls for an assault weapons ban.
The Senate mourns the loss of these dedicated public servants. We grieve with their families. And we must do more to prevent shootings like this that involve AR-style weapons.
The Biden administration is considering bringing certain Palestinians to the United States as refugees, a move that would offer a permanent safe haven for some of those fleeing war-torn Gaza. That's according to an internal federal government document that was obtained by CBS News. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A top Republican is speaking out regarding President Trump's legal troubles. USA's John Schaefer explains.
New York Republican Elise Stefanik is accusing Special Counsel Jack Smith of election interference in former President Trump's federal case. She sent a letter urging investigation, claiming Smith abuses federal resources to influence the election.
Democrats' corrupt and desperate witch hunts against President Trump must come to an end. This is lawfare and blatant election interference, and the American people know it.
Stefanik told reporters Smith aims to stop the American people from electing Donald Trump.
Walmart is closing all 51 of its health care centers after discontinuing virtual health services. Despite its recent expansion into health care, the company is shutting down locations in Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Missouri, and Texas. This strategic shift by the largest retailer could create a gap in healthcare access, especially for lower-income patients without insurance. A group of six Republican attorney generals are suing the Biden administration over recent changes to Title IX. It's the fourth lawsuit over the proposed Title IX revisions. Tuesday's lawsuit was headed by Kentucky and Tennessee attorneys generals' claims the expansions overstepped the president's authority. Winners last night in the NBA include the Milwaukee Bucks, Cleveland Cavaliers, and Philadelphia 76ers. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.